Well, there's a lot of songs I don't do because I didn't hang out with those people. I only do songs that were written by people that I knew personally and that I performed with and partied with. And, you know, like I do, well, those, I just told you the names of the first songs in this show, you know, Green Green, and I do a couple of Bob Dylan tunes, Times They Are Changing, and Blowing in the Wind, which is, that's the truth. The answers are blowing in the wind, and especially if you know that the wind is the pneuma, the breath of God, you know, that speaks to us every moment of the day. You know, I mean, when you listen to a song, if you take it to deeper levels than just the surface level, there's truth in every song you hear. And it may not be a negative, it may not be a positive truth, but from the singer's standpoint, I mean, the song may be filled with violence, it may be, you know, filled with profanity, but from the person who's singing it, that's how they see the world. You know, that's their perspective of the world, and your perspective is your reality. So they're singing about their reality, and you can't negate their reality just because their reality is not your reality. That's how they experience the world. That's what they're feeling. So rather than judge them and say their music is no good, I need to listen to their music to see what they're feeling. You know, I need to be able to reflect the love that I found in Christ into the darkness that they're still churning in, because there was a time when I was in that darkness. You know, so I guess there's a lot of songs I don't sing, like I say, because I didn't hang out with those. There's a lot of great songs from the 60s that I don't sing, but because I didn't know those people. You know, in the second part of the show, we do Do You Believe in Magic? I love the song. In fact, I was dancing. I have a granddaughter that's 8 years old and another one who's 6. And we were watching Hairspray the other day, the movie Hairspray with John Travolta. And halfway through the show, the movie, we had it on home on a, you know, DVD. And, well, my granddaughter's jumped up and started dancing. I mean, it's just it's a dance movie. It's just all about dancing, and all the kids are dancing, and my granddaughter started dancing, and Papa, come, Papa, dance with us. Come on, Nana, dance with us. So we got up and started dancing, and for the first time in my life, watching my granddaughters come alive to the music, just starting laughing and wiggling and jumping and spinning, and I saw the truth in John Sebastian's lyric, you know, do you believe in magic in a young girl's heart, how the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic if the music is groovy. It makes you feel happy like an old-time movie. I mean, that's the truth. I saw it in front of my eyes when my granddaughter started dancing. You know, how music is fun, and it's supposed to be fun. It's to celebrate life. You know, and so we do that one, and then we do a couple of Timmy Hardin songs, and I do a couple of songs that I wrote with Hoyt Axton, Greenback Dollar, and Joy to the World, all the boys and girls, Joy to the Fishes in the Deep Blue Sea. I mean, Hoyt was a dear friend of mine. He's gone now. You know, and then we do City New Orleans, which I love. It's a great song. It's a piece of Americana history that I just. There's a feeling of America in it that I just love. And I really love Arlo Guthrie. And then we go on to sing Woodstock. And we got to get ourselves back to the garden. We are stardust. That's what we're made out of. We're golden. We're billion-year-old carbon. And we've got to get ourselves back to the garden that lies within our heart. To me, that's the kingdom of God that lies within us, you know? We're caught in the devil's bargain, and we got to get ourselves back to the garden, you know. So those are the songs we sing. And then I close with a song, In My Life, that John Lennon wrote. There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some for better, you know, not for some, you know. And I love the song. It's just because of all the friends I've, some are living, some are dead now. You know, but in my life, I've loved you more. It's just a beautiful song. And then if we get an encore, I come back and do Sailboats, one of my other favorite songs, about how I've calling me home. Just this, the mystery of, that I've fallen in love with the mystery of God. And my whole life I felt the gravity of God's love pulling me home. Yeah.